Why, hello there, and you're listening to my brand new show, The Daring Adventures of Crash Murphy, starring me and my sharp-witted secretary, Dolly DeWitt. I used to be an insurance claims investigator until things went pear-shaped, and now I have to fend for myself as a private detective extraordinaire. My eager companion, Dolly DeWitt, was a desk jockey at a dead-end job and has come under my wing in hopes of becoming a private detective herself. In last week's episode, Tommy put up his dukes and boxed an oversized amphibian while I uncovered the murderous plot behind Mr. Montgomery's death. Join me in today's adventure as we investigate the disappearance of a little girl in the ghostly harbor of Crabbers Cove. Will we find the crazed kidnapper responsible? What sinister evil could be lurking beneath the surface? Join us in The Curse of Crabbers Cove, and let's find out. Good morning, Dolly.
Hiya, Crash. Busy couple days over at the Montgomery's, huh?
Between giant frogs and murderous butlers, it was quite the caper. Any messages?
Tommy left a message saying he can't come in today. Something about having to see a throat doctor?
My goodness, don't tell me that Tommy's too sore for another adventure.
Crash, the fella sounds like he gargles glass for breakfast. Give the big guy a break.
You're right, Dolly. So, what new case will the brute be missing out on?
Got a call this morning. A little girl went missing over in Crabbers Cove.
My goodness, the Crabbers Cove? But how did it happen?
Well, her name is Abigail. She was making sandcastles on the beach when a storm came rolling in. Her father, Mr. Fishburne, left to go tie up his fishing boat, and when he came back, she was gone.
How horrible. Are there any suspects?
Nope, sirree. Some of the locals suspect a sea monster, but... Geez Louise, Crash, this is a sea monster we're talking about. You're not going. It's too dangerous.
What do you mean? This is a new case, and I have to...
Crash, if Tommy's not around to wrestle that sea monster, you're going to end up monster chow.
I have to, Dolly. We've never dropped a case before. We're not starting now.
Well... Since you're taking this case and Tommy's voice box is in the shop, I'm coming with you.
What?
I came to this job for danger, for adventure, and I've been stuck at the desk for the past 2 days. Take me with you, and I'll prove I can do this job as good as anyone.
You're certain you can beat up a sea monster just as good as Tommy?
If not better?
Fine. I'll hail us a cab. If we leave now, we should get there just before sunset.
Thanks, Crash. I'll get my purse. You won't regret this!
And so myself, Crash Murphy, and my detective in training, Dolly DeWitt, hailed a cab and set off for the foggy harbor of Crabbers Cove, a place so derelict only few of the town's former fishermen occupy its pier. The pier, with 5 shacks, creaks above the water on the left. A sandy beach sits directly in front, and a red and white lighthouse looms over the water to the right. Myself, Crash Murphy, and my detective in training, Dolly DeWitt, exit our cab and step out onto the gravel parking lot. Keep the change.
Hold up! I gotta grab my purse!
Well, here we are, Crabbers Cove. Who was it we were meeting with, Dolly?
The caller was Mr. Fishburne, Abigail's father. He said he'd meet us in the town pub, the One-Armed Fiddler.
Then we'll meet him there. Let's try that building on the pier.
Hey, Crash. Just out of curiosity, why that one?
2 reasons. Firstly, the sun's going down, and it's the only house with a light on. Secondly, I hear fiddle playing, and it sounds downright terrible.
Cause he's got one arm?
No, Dolly, he's just not very good. Now try not to antagonize anyone while we're here, and follow my lead. Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Crash Murphy. This is my, detective in training, Dolly DeWitt. We're here to investigate the disappearance of a little girl. She was taken last night. Name's Abigail. Ring any bells?
All right, listen up! If none of you bozos are gonna help us, that's fine! But there's a girl missing, and a sea monster about. So someone better start talking right now.
A sea monster, you say? Well, you've come to the right harbor.
I believe we have. And what is your name?
Everyone here calls me Old Man Copernicus. I was once a fisherman, but since I've retired, I've mostly been practicing my fiddling.
Well, you sound great.
No, I don't.
You were saying something about a sea monster?
Every sailor under the sun knows there's an evil lurking beneath this very pier. A monster, old as time and fierce as the waves themselves. It's only now that we see its unrelenting power. It took Mr. Fishburne's daughter last night, and it even destroyed his boat early this morning. Not to mention years ago, when that bloody beast took my arm.
Hey, I thought you lost it wrestling a tuna last summer.
Shut up. A sea monster. It was a sea monster. It took my arm. It took Mr. Fishburne's daughter and destroyed his boat. And if ye two city folk detectives aren't careful, it'll take ye too. Ye have been warned. Harum!
Don't mind him. He's been irritable ever since that tuna took his arm. I'm Mr. Fishburne, Abigail's father. I'm the one who called you out here. Let's take a walk to the beach.
After you, Mr. Fishburne.
So, Dolly, I presume. I believe we spoke on the phone.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Fishburne. I've already told Crash what you told me this morning.
We haven't come to any conclusions just yet. We were hoping you could show us where Abigail was taken.
Well, I was tying the bloody boats when it happened, but this is where she was playing. The sandcastle and bucket are still here, but a red shovel's gone.
Strange.
What is it, Detective?
I've got this one figured out, but you know what? Dolly, perhaps you'd like to tell our friend what happened.
Sure thing, Crash. Abigail's sandcastle is still here, which means the waves would have left Abigail's footprints as well.
The Lord's footprints are mine. I ran to tie the boat and ran back to check on Abigail.
Yours are here, but no signs of a monster or kidnapper. Just a trail of smaller footsteps leading to the lighthouse. Have I got that right, Crash?
Couldn't have said it better myself. Mr. Fishburne, anything strange happened with the lighthouse recently?
Why, yes. It stopped bloody working on the night Abigail disappeared.
Let's investigate. Follow me, Dolly. Mr. Fishburne, we'll take it from here.
Thank you both so much. Please, find her.
So what? Abigail's been hiding in a broken lighthouse? Oh, I was really hoping for a giant lobster or something that you and Tommy always get to feed up.
I agree, Dolly, but without Tommy, a missing girl should be the height of our problems, not some carnivorous crustacean we can't handle. After you, Detective.
Detective, am I? Why, thank you, Crash.
Don't mention it, Dolly. Flick that light switch, will you? It looks like someone's been squatting here. A bed, some rods, and clothes thrown about, but nothing belonging to a little girl.
Smells pretty bad, too, Crash. And if Abigail's not down here, then she must be up in the lantern room.
Let's check it out. There's no time to waste. Abigail isn't here. Something fishy is going on.
Crash, there are blueprints of the lighthouse and drawings of some kind of sea monster everywhere.
You're right, Dolly. It appears we've bigger fish to fry. There's clearly some correlation between the sea monster and this lighthouse.
You creep! I'll clobber whoever's coming up!
Ye have been warned!
Old man Copernicus!
Yar, but ye won't live to tell this tale.
We'll see about that!
Youch! What on earth do you keep in that purse? Shoe buckles?
No, but it's something that packs a little more punch.
You brought a gun, Dolly?
You said there was gonna be a sea monster, so I wanted to come prepared.
Davy Jones' locker! I was just gonna tell you about the lighthouse lamp keeps the beast away. That Abigail broke it while I was sleeping. I was scared to tell, cause folks might think I took her and find out about this contraption.
Okay, he's not a sea monster, Dolly. Put the six shooter away.
For now.
What more can you tell us about the sea monster?
Well, it's a humongous crab, and if you look out over that balcony, it's right behind you.
Jeez Louise, should I use the gun, Crash?
No, Dolly, there's someone on top of the crab. It looks like Abigail. She's holding onto its antennas. My goodness, she's controlling the crab. This isn't a kidnapping, it's a rampage. Dolly, I'm slipping.
What do I do, Crash?
Remember Abigail's sandcastle?
Yeah, her red shovel was missing. What about it?
She must have seen these blueprints, made the connection, and sabotaged the lamp with her shovel to release the monster.
I'll check the lamp's wire box.
My goodness, that was close.
If ye two don't make it out alive, I'll gladly play the violin at your funerals.
Oh, beat it, you lousy fiddler.
Yar, all right. But the offer still stands.
No. I found the shovel. You were right, Crash. It's in the wire box. I'm pulling it out now.
You did it. You saved us, Dolly. The monster's melting right before our eyes. Help me up.
Sure thing, Crash. But what about Abigail? She's losing grip of the crab's antennas. She's going to fall.
I'll catch her.
Glad you could rise to the occasion, old timer. Looks like you were right about the sea monster all along.
I may be an old and terrible fiddler, but this arm has been through a lifetime of catching.
Come here, Abigail. Oh, trying to kill my boss. You're in a lot of trouble, young lady.
And she was, as Dolly dragged Abigail by her ear back to her father, Mr. Fishburne. Abigail confessed to feeling excluded from her father's fishing boat, and after being left behind on the beach, she climbed the lighthouse to discover the dark secret of Crabbers Cove. She summoned the monster, climbed aboard, and destroyed her father's fishing boat. She's sorry now, and fishes for her father to help pay off her debt. As for me and Dolly, we'll be dressed to the nines alongside Tommy to start a brand new investigation in The Daring Adventures of Crash Murphy. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we star in The Gold Curtain Camisado. This is yours truly, Crash Murphy, signing off. Thanks for listening. This episode was written, recorded, and edited by Jonathan Kirkwood, starring the voice talents of Jonathan Kirkwood as Crash Murphy and Old Man Copernicus, Kathleen McRitchie as Dolly DeWitt, Don Murray as The Heckler, and Darcy Kirkwood as Mr. Fishburne. A special thanks to Tyler Bogart and Amelia Scher at Sheridan Life Radio for making this production possible. But most of all, thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. This is Crash Murphy, signing off.